Good morning. Sometimes we get the wrong end of the stick, as they say. In other words, we hear or see something and we misunderstand what it's all about. For instance, the Church of Scotland Guild made a series of posters which were designed to make us pause before rushing to conclusions. One of the posters featured a man pushing a woman in a wheelchair. As soon as you look at it, you jump to the conclusion, "Oh look, there's a man pushing a woman in a wheelchair. Isn't that nice of him to help her?" Underneath the picture is some small writing, which sucks you in to read it. It tells you that the real truth of the matter is that the man is blind, and by holding on to her wheelchair, she is leading him to where he's trying to get to. The Christmas story is an even better example of people getting the wrong end of the stick and jumping to the wrong conclusions. You all know the pictures of shepherds surrounding the manger and wise men coming to the stable after their long search. The scene is crying out for the caption, "Humble shepherds and wise men find Jesus." That's how we talk about it. That's what we're thinking. Well, it's not quite that. In fact, it's more accurate to go to the other end of the stick and say that Jesus finds humble shepherds and wise men. Who came the furthest for this meeting? The local shepherds came from nearby, the wise men came from quite a distance to the east, but Jesus came down from the glory of heaven. He, the eternal God, chose to come down to this world, incarnate in flesh and blood, as one of the human race, to reach out to his creatures, his estranged people, to find his lost sheep, to bring them home again. He went into the far country to find his prodigal sons and daughters. He came to reconcile the humble and wise to himself. We only turn round to find him because he has already tapped us on the shoulder to cause us to turn round. The shepherds only went to Bethlehem to find him after he sent angels to prompt them to get there. The wise men only found a baby in the manger because he had given them a star to guide them, not to mention angels, dreams, and prophets earlier. So we never find Jesus. He finds us.